4. Biology.
Quick question. How many of you have children? Nobody yet, eh? All right then, how many of you have parents? Right, you all have parents, of course. Today, we'll be looking at the bond that forms between parents and their children, or offspring. So, why do parents bond with their children?
I think they need to bond so parents will protect their children. You know, so the species will survive, right?
Very good. It is essential for the survival of the family and the species. But what actually happens when animals procreate? Well, there are a lot of hormones involved, and the bonding starts long before the baby is born. The first phase of parental response is the preparatory phase. The fertilization of an egg signals the beginning of a series of hormonal changes in pregnant mothers. These hormonal changes cause lactation. Who can define lactation for me?
Isn't that when the mother starts making milk for the babies to drink?
Correct. Lactation is the production of milk in the mother. These hormones that trigger lactation also prepare the uterus for labor. The hormones also initiate changes in the prospective mother's behavior. Depending on the species, the mother might build a nest, or otherwise find or prepare a safe space for the expected offspring. Pregnant mothers also tend to limit their social interactions when they are expecting, thereby limiting chances of trauma to herself and the baby she is carrying. So the first phase is the preparatory phase, and the second phase is the delivery. When the mother goes into labor, she has contractions. None of you have had your own children yet, but perhaps you know about contractions. What are they?
Aren't contractions when the mother's muscles start contracting, or flexing, I guess, before the baby comes out?
Yes, that's right. When these muscles start contracting, a signal is sent to the brain that induces arousal, lactation, and maternal behavior. They also trigger the release of chemicals to reduce anxiety and mute pain responses. What all this does, hopefully, is cause an intense connection between mother and baby at birth. It is important that this occurs, because if the mother does not instantly bond with the baby, she may not take proper care of it. Now, this brings us to the next phase, the parent's response following the birth. You might be surprised to discover that most mammals don't like babies. I see some surprised and skeptical-looking faces. It's quite a counterintuitive concept, isn't it? This is, however, another reason why the parent-child bond is so important. When an adult is exposed to a baby, one of two things can happen. More often than not, the adult will care for the baby. However, if the parents can't handle it, they have another option. It may be unthinkable, but it does happen. That second option is killing the baby. It's not very common, but sometimes parents will actually eat their young. That's a rare occurrence, though. Usually, moms will care for their young and prepare them for adulthood. But what about the dads? We've seen how the body signals mothers to be nurturing, but what makes fathers help out? Well, the truth is that, among most species, they don't. In some species, however, fathers do help. And it turns out that among birds and mammals whose males engage in paternal behavior, the males actually have higher levels of blood prolactin, just like mothers. We also see changes in blood testosterone levels in these fathers. Animals that have fewer children, for example bears, tend to be more committed to them than are animals that have litters, for example rats. Because mammals with fewer offspring procreate less, the survival of each one of their offspring is that much more important. It is also interesting to note that a species with fewer offspring can more easily influence the behavior of those offspring through reward and punishment to bring about desirable behavior. Of course, it's biologically important for parents and offspring to create a bond. That way, parents will support and protect the young so that they can grow to reproductive age and continue the species into the future. So, there are three basic phases that lead to this bonding. The first phase is the preparatory phase in which the mother's body prepares to nourish the child. The second phase is the delivery phase, in which the mother's body prepares itself for the trauma of giving birth, and the baby is actually delivered. The third phase is the parental response after birth, in which emotional bonds are made between parents and offspring. It's also important to note that the fewer the offspring produced, the stronger the bond.
Number 1. The speaker explains the process of parents bonding with children. Summarize the process by putting the following stages in order. Number 2. According to the professor, why is the parent-child bond stronger among species that have fewer children? Number 3. What is an example the professor gives of an animal that produces a litter of offspring? Number 4. What can be inferred about bears and rats?